Hi, and welcome to your midweek gutter. I've got Mo Stewart, Damian Gavanna, and Neil Atkinson himself. We're going to talk about the burning embers of this transfer window. We have a story emerging. It emerged yesterday. I think it caught us all a bit from left field. Naby, the Nabster, Keita, is supposedly, according to, is it Florian Pettenberg, who writes for Bilt, I think, but he's pretty reliable, Florian. He's indicating that Naby's not happy with the contract offer. The implications are that he could move even before the end of this window, which is how many days? About 13 days before it slams shut. This could be a game changer if it happened. Liverpool would suddenly, it seems, be forced into the market with midfield injuries mounting. Mo. I mean, is this a negotiating stance from Naby's people? Do you think he's genuinely pissed off? Are we seeing the possible end of Naby at Liverpool?
First thoughts were definitely a negotiating tactic, but I wouldn't rule out the fact that he is also a little bit unhappy. I think Naby is such a fascinating case study within the Liverpool fan base, because it's one where people will find it almost impossible to kind of park their biases and to just look at the situation. And I've been trying to crunch some numbers in the last couple of days about, well, the last day or so since this has come out, looking at Naby and look at where he sits. Because there's an article out from Neil Jones, and he says that there's a line in it that drew my attention, where it talks about he has the full backing of manager Jurgen Klopp and is viewed fully fit and at his best as part of Liverpool's strongest 11, which was like, okay, so he's in, technically, according to this report, Klopp thinks he's in the first three midfielders. So let's look at the stats for last year. In terms of games played, he was fourth behind the three who you would immediately think of, Fabinho, Henderson, and Thiago. In terms of minutes played, he's also fourth. And the thing is that he's a little bit behind Thiago, but he's miles behind Fabinho and Henderson. So maybe he's saying in his mind, you think I'm one of the best three, put me on the pitch more often. Because in terms of being availability to be in the squad, the numbers are still high. So from that perspective, I can see how he's annoyed. From the club's perspective and from Klopp's perspective, he's like, nah, you're not going anywhere. That's my gut impression. I think this might be one where Klopp would put his foot down and say, no,